I was sitting there. It was a slow day. And I was hating life. I just had a fight that morning with Estelle. And I needed a sale to make me feel on top of my game. So in walks this old geezer with his beautiful, young-looking wife. I mean, she was nice. And he was a hard bargainer. I mean, he's looking around, asking me what kind of discounts I'll give him senior citizens. I said, we don't give no senior citizens, buddy. Cash on the barrelhead. He said, you a gambling man, Shuddy? I said, well, it might be. What's your plan, Pop? He said, I'll tell you what, I've been looking at you watching my woman. I see she looks good to you, doesn't she? I said, well, you don't mind me saying so to that, Grandpa. She looks sweet. He said, well, I'll tell you what, we both take her in the back room. And if you can do everything I can do, I'll pay you list price for that car. But if you can't do everything I can do, you got to give me the car free. And I got to thinking about that. I said, what the hell could this old man do to that woman that I couldn't do? Huh? What the hell could this guy do? I said, you're on, Pop. If I can't do everything you can do, you got your car. So we took her to the back room. And man, I couldn't believe my eyes. He took all her clothing off. And he just got her buck naked. And he started nuzzling them tatas. He started kissing them things. He said, can you do that, sonny? I said, sure can, man. I had my face in there. He said, all right, let me back in there. Let me see if you can do this. And he buried his face. Ah, man, he was feasting on the yeast. He said, can you do that, sonny? I said, I sure can. I grabbed that old geezer and I threw him aside and I buried my face. I went south with the mouth and I said, oh, her. Hey. He said, okay. And then he pulled down his pants, grabbed his hydraulics and folded that bad boy in half. I looked at him, I said, what kind of car did you want?
It's the Grease Man. Simply irresistible on DC 101.